Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norman Night. This is Norman coming to you from Dad Harvest to the Big Cat. Hi, this is going to have a night here.
But what the doctor says is really killing me is you. I got a lot of bad habits, a lot of bad habits. But you're the one that's really killing me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here we are again on Norm at Night. Remember, if you want to join us live over the telephone, you can hit us at 347-945-6713. I'm trying a new headset tonight, trying to improve things. I hope it's doing it. I'm pretty well ensconced here in my computer, and so I'm having a lot of fun. I've done my host calling through Skype. You know, if you don't have Skype out there, you might want to go and get it on your own telephone, because Skype's a really cool thing. I might have some activity in the chat session. Let's see who's coming in here. Uh-oh. Oh, I don't think I did this right. Oh, I'm ready to go. Hey, guest 3979, how you doing out there? Remember, if you want to come in over the voice line, it's 347-945-6713. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot to talk about. But, you know, I think I'm going to tweet this, too. And, oh, yeah, there we go. Something tells me I got to sign into Twitter. How many of you tweet out there? Well, if you do, go find N. Constantine and follow the Normster. I would love some more followers. Actually, I'm about balanced between the number of people that I follow and the number of people that follow me. It's really kind of fun. I send the tweets to my cell phone. I'm really looking forward to you. I got five lines open, and that's at 347-945-6713. What I'm going to do tonight, to be honest, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, and I hope some of you will have answers to those questions. There we go. There's my chat room. Some of you will have answers to those questions. You know I said the topic is going to be healthcare, but, well, and a lot of these questions are going to be about health care. But I heard a really disturbing fact. There are some people estimating that when the swine flu roars through this October, that as many as 90,000 people could be killed. I wonder how many of those people will have health care. What's going to happen when the swine flu does come here? Yeah. And it is indeed this virulent. What's going to happen to the people without health care who can't go to the doctor because they don't have any money? They can't stay in the hospital. What about all the homeless people? All these people Are they going to die? If you got a view on that, 347-945-6713. Another scary thing I don't quite know the answer to. Attorney General Eric Holder says that he's going to start an investigation of the CIA for inhumane questioning. This is a tough one for me. Geez, I just found this piece of, I'm not sure what it is. But this is a tough one for me because I'm not 100% sure if there's a difference between telling somebody that if you don't give them the information and another terrorist attack happens, that you're going to go kill their wife and kids. If you're really going to do that, I don't know. Maybe we have a problem. You decide. You decide. Republican Representative Blackburn, I think she's from Kentucky. I'm not 100% sure, but she says on Morning Joe this morning, the heck with trying to fix the bill. Let's just throw it away and start over. Is that an option? Should we just throw away the Democratic health bill and start over? I don't remember the Republicans throwing too many things away when they had the votes in Congress. Oh, today down at Martha's Vineyard, the Prez on a vacation. Been on the job not even 6 months. He's already taken a vacation. I guess he works hard. He sure doesn't work for minimum wage, though. And none of those guys can go on a vacation. Martha's Vineyard. They don't even know anybody named Martha, let alone a Martha that owns a vineyard. But anyway, I'm just... today, the president renewed Ben Bernanke's four-year term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. 3.5 of those years. Because remember, Barack Obama's only been the president for 6 months. 3.5 of those years were with the Bush administration. Was Bernanke another one of the Bush administration's yes men? Give us a call, 347-945-6713, and you can come on here with Norm. So the question about Bernanke, does Ben Bernanke deserve another term? Another big thing all over the news this weekend, and I surely would love some of your comments on it. What do we do to the Scots, if anything, for letting go the Libyan who was convicted of the Lockerbie bombing that killed, I think, 270 people? Were the Scots right to let him go, or should they have kept him in jail till the colon ate his cancer right? Well, I don't know. The guy was a terrorist. Some people say he's a freedom fighter. They sure cheered him when he got back to Libya. Should the Scots have let him go? Another really pertinent question that we're asking here on Norm at Night, your window into American politics and popular culture from the fat left-hander's viewpoint. I'm really wondering if I'm going to get a guest with no name in the chat room tonight, or my buds who returned from the Alaskan sojourn. A lot of people are now saying that Hillary Clinton is doing a great job as Secretary of State. What do you think of that? I wish Hillary was still in the Senate doing a great job there, because you can bet if Hillary Clinton was in the Senate, this health care bill would be being jammed through. But anyway, she isn't in the Senate anymore. She is the Secretary of State of the United States of America. And do you think she's doing a good job? I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Or come on into the chat room, and I'll relay your information to the chat line. You can also Skype me at BoogeCon. And there, okay, now, what did somebody call Afghanistan? It's the place where empires go to die. Well, are we winning or are we losing? Is it worth staying? Do we really give a damn about some old Arab who's on dialysis, who's going to be dead soon anyway? We are spending the price of health care in Afghanistan, the price of health care in, I'm getting popped here somewhere. I can hear a beep here. Let me just see. It sounded like a Skype. Let me go and take a peek. I know you have no phone, but Skype me or come into the chat room there, Alaskan Sojourner. I'd love relating your opinions to the audience. Any of you out there, you don't want to get on the phone, just go to blogtalkradio.com/normatnight and join the chat room. There's another guest in there. Hey, 4243, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. Anything you want to get out to the people on the air, you just pop it into the chat room and I'll relay it to them. And I don't do any editing. You want to call me a jerk, go right ahead. Lots better people than you. Oh, I guess I scared that guest away. He went and took a tumble, but again, still five lines open. 347-945-6713 is the number to call. I'll have you right on the air. Let's go back to my questions. Just to reiterate, are we winning or are we losing in Afghanistan? And whether we're winning or losing, is it worth it? We could provide health care for every single American, no cost to anyone, for all the money we've spent in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And to be honest, I don't think we're any safer, but then how would I know? You know, I wasn't in the big councils of state. You know, what do you think about the Homeland Security's guy's new book, Tom? Oh, I can't even think of his last name. Wait a minute, I'll think of it. Tom. Oh, I should just go look it up. I keep thinking Tom Dasher, the guy who didn't pay his taxes. You know, that's really kind of hilarious, because if Tom Dasher pays his taxes, maybe, just maybe, we do have a health care bill. Because he becomes Secretary of HEW, and he knows how to get things done. Of that, there is no question. Oh, my God, you know, somebody brings up a really interesting point. Just the millions of dollars that are going to have to be spent on medical care for all the soldiers who, and not that it shouldn't be, and I don't want anybody to think that, but all the soldiers, perfect, probably among the healthiest people in America, just being slaughtered, maimed. They have to be taken care of. That's health money. And, of course, someone who actually I have respect for his opinions on the area, because he reads more books than anybody I know, says we're losing, of course. And the guy's name was Tom Ridge. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you out there, Skyper. But anyway, Tom Ridge says now that he quit because the Prez, good old Honest George, you know, one George, the first George couldn't tell a lie. The last George had a little trouble telling the truth. You know, actually, I think the king's name was George also. You know, the one that we had a revolution to get rid of. I guess we had a little voter resolution to get rid of the last George. And, but anyway, winning, losing in Afghanistan. I don't know. I just don't know. Actually, I've been loving the commercials on the new Quentin Tarantino movie. You know, the guys go kill all the Nazi bastards. Anybody seen it yet? If you have, give us a call, 347-945-6713. I still don't have a line ticking away. I got some Skypers talking to me. And it looks like Cult de la Raison, welcome to the chat room, called. Hey, guest 4350, glad to see you're out there. I hope you're all listening to Norm at Night. Put some opinions in the chat room. I'll get them out there. Looks like it could be a night where the only one anybody's going to hear talking is me. And if you want to change that, I'm afraid you're going to have to dial 347-945-6713. I got five lines open. Okay, so who's seen the Tarantino movie? Just give us a call. You know, I used to teach a a digital video class, and a couple of my students actually got summer internships with Quentin Tarantino. One in particular, now there's a, oh, I wish I could remember the name of the restaurant now. It's in Bethesda. But his mother, Colt, you're not alone. You're not alone. See if you can get that Skype to work and call in so I can have another voice on the line. That was a real, what's the name of that? They're showing old movies in their restaurant now at lunch and stuff. It's really kind of an interesting concept. I'll go look it up before the show's over. And then, you know, I've been listening to Joe Scarborough. I really do like listening to Joe Scarborough. I don't agree with a lot of things he says, but I do like the way he says them. But he says, you know, Democrats own the town. 60 votes in the Senate, a 70-seat majority in the House of Representatives. They should just pass the bill. Well, you know what, Joe? I do agree with you about that. Just pass the bill. Enough of this trying to be, you know, Mr. Cool, Mr. Suave, Mr. President. Pick up the telephone and tell these guys that you want it done. And if it's not done, you're going to go into their districts. And if they're blue dogs, you're going to campaign for the guy running against them in the primary. Especially if those districts have sizable minority populations in them. Because as we all saw in the last election, you can deliver upwards of 90% of that vote. And I tell the Republicans, we don't care about you. We're putting the bill through. Just do it. It's Scarborough, says we own the town. I mean, says you own the town. Well, you do own the town, and you might as well pass the bill. Because whether you pass it or don't pass it, you're going to get blamed for trying to do it. So let's pass the thing, and maybe, just maybe, we can save some of these people's lives when the pig flu comes roaring through. Okay. Some interesting things. A thought came to me only because the school that I work at is unsecuring their wireless. And I think that that's just a great idea. And what would happen to communication, to debate, to the exchange of ideas if everyone in America turned off their secure wireless and simply made it unsecured wireless so that we could all be on the internet together? Absolutely an amazing idea. Hey, there's the Colt. Go ahead, Colt.
Yeah.
You're on with Storm.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, I can
Hello?
Hear you. Absolutely.
Oh,
all
right.
I didn't have the little microphone button pushed. I didn't see you there for a minute. So how are things out on the West Coast?
Oh, pretty good. You know, still a lot more. I mean, they're still settling the budgets and all that, and there's a lot of layoffs yet to come.
Oh, you think, really? Yep, turned the corner?
Oh, well, yeah. No, we hit 11.9% unemployment, and we're by end of year, there's a projection of like 13%.
So what are all those
people
going to do?
They'd probably sit around with me.
Yeah, but you're retired.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It's a lot of these folks have been unemployed a long time, and those checks are going to stop. So I'm thinking you're going to see probably, we can call it a second stimulus bill, but it's more likely going to be, say, unemployment extensions and food stamps, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, I just heard a few weeks back.
You know what?
Do you know that one in six people in this country are on food stamps?
No, I did not know that. And what's the source of that wonderful statistic?
I'm not sure. I think this is just straight out of the census. But the thing is, you know, if you look at, like, retired people, let's say that's all they have is Social Security. Well, they're on SSI supplements, and then you know they're eligible for food stamps. And I mean, I see it with, you know, like young couples with a kid and whatever. When they buy all that baby formula, that's all they got is those food stamps. And they keep that secure. It's more, they keep it back with the cigarettes where no one can get at it.
Jeez.
It's expensive. Oh, I couldn't believe the prices. One can of that powdered stuff is like $25. Similac,
really?
Or Emulex or whatever the hell they call it.
Similac.
Know?
Oh, God, do I remember that. Hey, $44.90. Hold on one second there. Call guest $44.90. Write something in the chat room. I'll relay it to the audience. Do you have any answers to our questions? Oh, hey, Carl, you're a movie buff. Have you seen the Tarantino movie?
No, I've seen the advertisements and all that.
Right.
It looks kind of interesting. It's like a takeoff on a lot of those World War II movies from the 50s and 60s. You know, where you have a whole bunch of cocky, you know, guys, James Colburn and George Papard and all those kind of guys. They, you know, and they just go around killing Nazis left and right, you know.
Hey, I've got some really
It looks like a lot of Oh, it looks like a lot of caricatures in there. It's almost cartoonish, you know. No, it
oh,
might be fun.
Oh, my God, I got a really interesting guy coming in on in my chat room.
Let me look.
Oh, my Lord. Well, actually, it's from a Skype. It's not in the... All the guys running the country says they're like the French aristocracy. They've got to be eliminated from the halls of power before a real reform is possible. It's time to set up the guillotine. And here's an opinion coming in on Tarantino. What do you guys think about this? One of my colleagues says that Tarantino, everything he does is derivative, and he's like a shallow grave. He just buries things.
Oh, well, I wouldn't quite say that. I don't know where they're going with that, but
that's pretty damning.
His characters are cartoonish. That's the way I describe them. So they do fairly outrageous stuff. It's it's removed from reality. It's his style. So you either like it or you don't. I mean, Pulp Fiction was fun, you know.
Is that him? I didn't even realize that.
Wasn't that
him? I didn't remember it, let alone realize.
Yes.
Hey, I know I got some callers out there that have an interest in things Scottish. So what do you think about them letting go of the bomber? What do you think, Cole?
you got cancer, and now I'm supposed to feel sorry for you. I mean, there's graveyards full of people that I feel sorry for. There's grieving parents and children I feel sorry for. Now, you know, if Timothy McVeigh had got prostate cancer before his execution, would we have let him off?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any damn sense. And now, you know, and you got Bernie Madoff, who may have cancer now, we don't know. Mm-hmm.
They don't have the death penalty in the United Kingdom.
Right.
So it's not like, no, we're not going to let them out. We're going to take them and, oh, my God, Sir Dexter Tartan. Oh, but anyway, it's not like, you take him out and execute him rather than let him go. He was just going to rot in jail. What's the point of that?
Well, I just want him to serve his term. If it's life imprisonment, then so be it. Maybe his life is a little shorter than it would have been otherwise, but that's...
I'm not laughing at you, Cole, but I had a line in, just like with the French. We're going to change the name of Haggis to Freedom Bladder.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have Freedom Whiskey, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
thank you,
Freedom.
Caller. That was the comment of the night.
And we can do all that.
Hey, what do you think would happen if every secured wireless in America was made unsecured?
You mean where,
everybody takes the codes or passwords off their wireless and just lets it out there.
Oh, you mean, so instead of being unlisted, anybody can find me, or they can browse.
Well, actually, you know. You view wireless networks and they say secure and unsecured. Mm-hmm. Unsecured, what they could just connect to.
Yeah, I like the security for a lot of reasons, you know.
Oh, I know. You're one of those big traders.
Well, yeah, I have to have a secure network or I can't do business, you know. That's the way it is. I mean, would you trade securities, large amounts of money that you depend on for your existence on an unsecured network?
Yeah, but encrypt it. The wireless doesn't have to be secure.
Well, I do. Yeah, I've got, plenty of...
Will Dilfey did that. He beat the government at their own game.
Yeah.
That
128-bit
encryption, it's unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody's lifetime.
Right. So,
but anyway,
I don't know, telephones.
We took the WEP code off our school wireless. We're trying an experiment. I'm kind of excited about that.
I see.
It could be fire my ass at the end of it, but we'll see.
Well,
we're trying a controlled experiment, and it's going to be really cool, and I'm excited by it.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually responding to parent demands, because we have the parent porch where all the helicopters dock. And they want to, connect their laptops.
That makes sense.
Oh, we still, everything's still behind the firewall and everything, and
the school
network is isolated from the internet access. I mean, they actually use different outgoing lines.
Yeah, well then, that's where the liability questions come in,
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
really...
You
never know, Joe Blow the pervert gets in there and... pretends to be a student, these things can happen.
No, you can't get into the school network.
Yeah, but a couple years back I was without internet service for like a week, 2 weeks, whatever. I mean, it was horrible. I couldn't believe how dependent I was, So I had to go to the damn library. I had to go to the library and use their machines. And I only got an hour, and I had to sit there with all these little kids. Oh God, it was.
My brother talks about that. My brother does the same thing. These two
cheap
bad. I'm almost there. The creator of Freedom Bladder is sending another comment here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's just mocking us. He says, oh, dear. No internet for a week. A couple of 13-year-old girls.
Oh. Hey, Well, I don't know. I think it's half my social life now.
Yeah, once you
maybe
get old,
most of
sure.
it. It's probably a majority of it. Well, when you don't go to work
my brother
every day
me,
and restaurants and all that sort of, you'd be amazed how you start to get isolated. I mean, it took a while for it to happen. That I started to not have people I used to see every day, I now see every 3-4 months. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. No, I know exactly what you mean. But
by the same token,
you connect and talk with a whole lot more people, though it might not be face-to-face, than you ever did before. Oh, the guy missed Alaska already, even though he almost got eaten by a bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had two or three bear incidents.
Well, they're hungry.
Hey, and I just want to remind everybody again that
the bear market.
My wonderful wife bought me an accordion. Bought me an accordion for our anniversary.
Oh, man.
See if I can't learn how to play it.
I want one song from you. Do you know what that song is?
What?
Who Stole the Kishka?
Who Stole the Kishka?
The Kishka. Who Stole the Kishka? Who Stole the Kishka? Someone bring it back.
Oh, good old Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. You can go to YouTube and find it. You know, there's a couple of people that do that song. That was a big song.
That.
Remember?
Oh, wait a minute. Do I have that? Oh, I got a caller coming in. Go ahead, 205. You're on with Norm.
Hey,
205.
You hear me?
Are you breaking up on me? Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm glad
you
to hear
that. Sound like you're
that.
Underwater.
No, we're having, I don't know, underwater. Yeah, we're having a little connection problem, but I'm glad you could call in. I hope everything's quiet where you are.
Well, coming straight to you from the patrol car tonight.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Somebody's coming here on the... So do you have any answers to our questions?
About what?
We had a lot of questions here.
I was just wondering about the...
Go ahead.
So I was just wondering about the school we both worked at. Did we have web security on that one? Or was
it
wide
open? What about the security?
On the wireless, was that wide open or was it secure?
You know, when we first started, it was open, but then they put a code on it because somebody could listen to it with a laptop out on Wisconsin Avenue. I remember the day that happened. I was jumping for joy. Well, I got in trouble because I took a laptop. We went down to the smoothie shop and made an order for all the kids in class. I'll never forget that, actually. Oh, God, yes. But, I don't know. It was not secured and then it secured. And then they turned it off in the dorm at night. I do remember. You were there when we had that big fight.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Wait a minute here. It's another person from the old homestead. But by the way, if anybody out there is interested, the 100th anniversary of St. Albans School being celebrated on October 9th and 10th.
145-966.
Uh-oh, I hear the radio in the background. That's really funny. I don't know what that sound is. It's like from outer space.
That's the third dispatcher.
Okay. Do you have to go to work?
No, I'm at work.
No, I know, but I meant it's something happening.
No, not for me. Not yet, anyway.
I was reading on Facebook. Friend of mine arresting robbers, and I'm thinking, oh my god, that must be something every day doing stuff like that. You know, I send people to the prison boat. You take people to jail. That's really kind of scary. Oh, I can't believe I got Top Radio coming over my show. Something's happened. Oh, I want this thing dock here. Oh gosh. Come on, what's happening? Yes, it's the guy who won the stamp contest. He is on the line with us, absolutely. It is the stamp contest winner. Another old buddy from the old days used to do Norm at Night with me back when it was streamed over the internet from the shadow of the National Cathedral. That spam con, that was a great show, that spam show. I still do that. I still ask that question all the time. I don't have any prizes to give out, and 205, you're ineligible. But what state in the union has the most spam per capita? If you're not sure, go to, I think it's www.spam.com and look it up.
I remember that show, but I don't remember the answer. I think it kind of surprised me, but there was a lot of different answers that made sense.
Right.
The answer, all right, here's the answer, everyone. The answer was Hawaii.
Oh.
That's what I thought it was. But.
Well, you got it right. I don't think we ever sent you the case of spam.
Mm-hmm.
Who would want a case of spam? Oh, God.
Survivalist.
I don't think my cat would eat spam.
Do you know the last time I had spam, it wasn't that bad? It was a lady, you know, it was a potluck at a bowling alley I used to go to. Actually, I had stock in it, so she made sushi with spam in the middle of it. And believe it or not, it was incredibly good. Because it was salty meat. In the middle of the rice and the seaweed wrap, it was incredibly good.
I'm getting ill. I can't imagine eating sushi with a piece of spam in it. Yeah,
spam
sushi. You remember
sushi,
it come out of the can, it would go.
Yeah. And that thing. You could open a 5-year-old can of spam and it'll look like day one.
What? It would still make that noise, too.
It'll be pink and pretty and salty and
covered in gel.
For you. I don't know. I mean, I don't eat spam. You know, there's some things like spam and what was that other? The Velveeta? Remember that Velveeta cheese?
Oh, my God. I got a caller.
Oh,
so I got to relay this to everybody. This is right up there with Freedom Bladders. Guy was in Alaska, and he went out into the bush. He asked his guide that question. He knew the answer instantly, and he said they loved fried spam sandwiches. I think my mother used to give me those to punish me.
I remember.
Oh, they were horrible.
My mother was able to take a can of Spam and slice that into 7 slices, because that's how many kids. That was breakfast, that and like 1 egg, you know.
Right? No, I lived right around the corner from you.
And then she would mass-produce toast. She'd open the oven, put like bread everywhere. In, out, boom. It was done. So,
But she had to,
you're going to feed that many people breakfast. I mean, she had to be quick, so.
Oh, no, absolutely. I am getting all fouled up here. One of my callers says you can open a 50-year-old can of sea rations and it still tastes the same way it did in 1943.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, you'll still break your teeth on those chocolate bars. Good God.
I don't think I've ever had a sea ration.
No, they've been... Yeah, you would have hit those in the gray box. Everything is army green.
No, but I was in the Navy. I was in the Navy. Yeah, food was always hot.
Yeah, but when you did your you did survival training, right?
Well, we did our survival training. We had pocket and beef jerky and a knife.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's
I ate survival. I don't even think to think about.
Yeah.
Hey, we got about 3 minutes left. So out there, and you hear the top radio from Alabama. You can give me a call at 347-945-6713. We got a bunch of questions we asked here tonight. Some of them we answered. My favorite all-time question when we asked, should we condemn the Scots for the Lockerbie bombers? Says, yeah, let's call it Freedom Bladder.
That's good.
God, I can't get that out of my head. Instead of haggis, we'll call it Freedom Bladder. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Only 12 more wonderful minutes with Norm at night. I don't know. Did we get to the question? Anybody out there think Hillary Clinton's doing a good job as Secretary of State, or is she doing a bad job? Well, we talked about Tarantino. Essential conversation was that he's nothing but derivative and bad derivative. And, who thinks Bernanke deserves another 4 years? I don't understand this. All of a sudden, the guy's a hero. For 3 years, he wrecked the economy.
Okay. Yeah.
He wrecked
it. Yeah, I see your point.
You know, he's 6 months.
But you'll notice there has essentially been no change, not only in the Federal Reserve, but the Treasury Department as well. I mean, you know, these guys just trade places. SEC, same situation there.
Oh, no, I mean, the bureaucracy's entrenched.
Yeah,
absolutely
exactly.
Entrenched. I'm sitting here actually struggling with a syllabus for an American government course this year. I'm actually going to enjoy teaching that.
All right.
It'll be great.
Get to express your views a little bit there.
I'm sorry.
I say you get to express your views a little bit with that one.
Well, you know, I really try not to, but it's next to impossible for me.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, I had
But I don't pretend like I'm not either.
Oh, I know. I had a history teacher in my last year of high school, and he absolutely loathed the Vietnam War, and he could not disguise that at all. I mean, the speeches he gave, just on, 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 on. But, you know, on the other hand, you learn quite a bit. The guy was very bright.
But he also
allowed dissent within the classroom.
Right, exactly. And that is the key.
Yeah, and right. So he got
and
that
in fact,
dialogue
encouraged
going.
The yeah. great ones encourage it.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what happened there. So if you know, the guy was interested in not so much the subject matter as much as critical thinking and that sort of stuff, you know, and which was a good class, especially, you know, going into college, you know, shortly afterwards.
I agree.
Ah, good. Jesus, that I got headphones on, dude. Don't do that again.
What are you talking about?
That enormous blast of static that came through here.
Oh, I didn't get a lot of static. I think it's kind of cool that third party radio on. What was my other? I still want somebody to tell me what's going to happen to all the people who can't afford to go to the hospital and the doctor when the old swine flu comes roaring through.
Oh, that. Well,
I mean, what's going to happen to those people?
This is where your history comes in. Let's go look back on the cholera epidemics and the influenza epidemics.
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest,
This is why we have public health care, because these epidemics get enormous.
Oh, my God. Somebody said, well, what do you think's going to happen, you moron? They're going to die.
Yeah, well, not just them. Even the rich people.
Oh, my God. Not only will they die, why don't you read some Darwin, the guy just told me. Oh.
Darwin? Oh, good.
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
look,
God,
at,
yeah,
look at the death records from the 19th century and see how people died. They didn't
have health care. Well, but I was going to say, you know, 90,000 people next to 1918, that's nothing.
Oh, the Spanish influenza. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the big flu
epidemic. This is the stupid part.
I know somebody out there knows how many people died. Why don't you give me a quick Skype and let me know? Because the figure's not on the tip of my tongue.
It's in the hundreds of millions.
I know
the number either.
Yeah, I mean, 90,000.
It's incredibly. It's huge. And more soldiers, more American soldiers died of influenza than they did in the battlefield.
Well,
they died on the ship. They died on the ships on the way there.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
that's another little factoid for everybody. You know.
A little, but, you know, speaking of, anytime anybody dies, it's a terrible thing. But,
well, of course,
you know, the Americans lost about 250,000 soldiers in, 20 million. 20 million people died.
Well, I've heard that the swine flu is just about on the same level as the regular flu. It's just more contagious. Is that right?
Well, I've heard all kinds of things. That's one of the things I've heard. No, of course not many Americans. Sorry, I'm responding to a chat room. Everyone knows. Yeah, yes, 250,000 American casualties during World War II. It's a horrible thing, and it touched a lot of people. That many Germans and Russians died on the first day of Stalingrad.
Battle. Well, what was that, Somme?
That was in World War One.
In World War One, that was huge too. The total
whole generations of Irish and English soldiers disappeared in 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That was an amazing. Nothing like that had ever happened.
Actually,
before.
It looks like you were right, Colt. Over 100 million worldwide.
Yeah, I knew it was an insane number of that sort, right. So,
on both, wait a minute.
You know, there are reasons why we have
that many Russians and Germans didn't die on the first day. I'm not sure about that combined.
Oh,
and at Somme,
yeah.
30,000 died on the first day. British.
Yeah, I think how long it lasted. I forget how long it lasted now. But
how
I
many
mean,
days
the total,
did the Somme on?
Yeah,
I got
think
a,
the total.
I got
the
a,
total.
I got a facto machine going here.
Oh, okay. I think the
this
total
is,
was closer.
You know,
to,
rather than have to Google it, I got an expert on the line.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, between the Germans, French, British, and whoever else was there, I know it was in the range of 500,000.
Well, let's see. I got the little pencil going here, so somebody's coming in with an answer.
Okay.
I love watching that little... 16,000 Brits died in the first 3 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
The first 3 minutes. Oh, I don't.
Yeah, and that was just the bagpipers. Yeah, I know.
Oh, gee, I wonder how many they all had their freedom bladders.
Yes.
I wonder how many Americans died in the whole war. I mean, the whole First World War.
Oh, okay. Well, like I say, more died from the flu and contagious disease than anything else. You know,
than were killed. I got so many screens open here, I can't even find my Googler. Anybody out there know how many American killed there were in the First World War? The pencil's going again, so I think we're going to get the answer here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this show's taking a whole lot out of me. From Norm at Night, Bernanke doesn't deserve another term. I say don't condemn the Scots for letting the guy go. I say Representative Blackburn's out of her mind. Start over on health care. We got 60 votes in the Senate, a 70-seat majority in the House. Ram it through. Get some backbone, Obama. I'm a little bit, I don't know what to do about the CIA. I think what they did is perfectly fine. Unless they actually went and killed the guy's wife.
Yeah. And I had no problem with them hiring assassins and death squads. I mean, I thought they
well,
did that.
Well, I don't want to,
in my opinion, it was authorized by the Patriot Act.
That's the one that everybody, they're inhumane when you don't give us the information and something happens here, we're going to go over and hunt down your wife and kids.
Oh, okay. Well,
if they actually did that, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But saying that to somebody to get, I don't know. I've never been in
but,
a situation. I got
but
1 minute
but,
left. I want
but
everybody
does that qualify?
To get up.
Does that
Hillary
qualify
Clinton
as torture?
Is doing a job as Secretary of State, but I do wish she had stayed in the Senate. I think our empire has gone to die in Afghanistan, and I really wish it didn't have to. I don't have an opinion on Quentin Tarantino's movie, but I think I'm going to go see it. And I do think, as I said earlier, the Democrats should pass health care themselves. And I think every secured wireless network in America should unsecure itself, and we should have free conversation across the country. 116,000 Americans died in the First World War. I didn't think it was anywhere near that many. Wow. That's kind of, that's actually pretty shocking.
I thought,
that's about half has died in the Second World War.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was anywhere near that many.
Did any of your family fight in World War One?
No.
That you know of? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got six seconds left.
Thanks for coming. We'll see you next week. Norm is out of here. And it's been
okay,
a great
dude.
Show. We're still
Very
streaming.
Good.
Hey, guys, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I enjoyed our conversation. Yes, I did.
Coming in on the Skype line, and I am out of here because I need to go to bed. My voice is just about gone because I've practically been shouting here. But
remember what Mel Gibson said.
And just go out in style. Thanks for a good night, folks.